Today on Dog Pound Report, free agency looms large over Berea. Draft speculation hits high gear, and we hear from one of the newest Cleveland Browns. This is Dog Pound Report. Good morning, Cleveland, and welcome to the first episode of Dog Pound Report, a show that will cover all Browns and NFL news leading up to the 2015 season. I'm Nathan Zagura here with Andy Baskin. Great to be with you. Get this partnership started, and let's get rolling with our first trending topic. Last week, the Browns agreed to terms with veteran quarterback Josh McCown, and here's what he had to say about coming to Cleveland.
I'm looking forward to playing here and experiencing the fans, and because of the support they have for this team. They're very passionate in their support for this team, and when you experience passionate fans like that, it just gives you that added incentive to go out and work even harder to get it done for them, because you want to bring, you know, something special to them. You know, people, you know, especially the ones that are in the stadium and come to the games, they spend their money, you know, on ticket, you know, to come to experience some good football, and so that's what you want to give to them. So that's obviously something I'm excited about is you know, playing in, you know, here and experiencing the Dog Pound and the passion that they bring.
Andy, we heard that Josh McCown had offers from the Browns, the Bills, the Jets, and the Bears, yet he chose to come to Cleveland. What do you think about this signing?
I think it's a great opportunity. I think it's really good for Johnny Manziel as well, because you got a guy who's one of his neighbors from Texas. Plus, I don't know if a lot of people know this, but, I mean, here's a guy that's also coached a little bit of high school football as well. So, I mean, on top of the fact that you've got a quality guy that you can hand the ball to who can be starting quarterback number 23 since 1999, if you need to in the first couple weeks, I think it's a great place for the Browns to go as far as looking for some comfort, to know exactly what you've got in a quarterback, and to be able to go out and execute a new offense.
Yeah, this is a guy who comes in at 35, knows where he is in his career. He's saying, listen, if I need to come in and start, I will. If you need me to come in and mentor, I'll do that. You hope he can recapture that form when he was 13-1 in terms of touchdowns, interceptions with the Chicago Bears just a couple years ago. And speaking of Josh McCown, they say he's a consummate professional. They can't have enough of those guys in the locker room for the Browns. Our trending topic number two, Andy, is free agency. Looming large, as we said in the open, over Berea. The Browns have six guys who are going to be unrestricted free agents. Do you expect any of them back? And let's start with the big name, Buster Skrine.
Well, I'd love to have Buster Skrine back. I mean, it hasn't been that long ago that we said, play like a Brown. That's what Buster Skrine is. Take a guy from just a couple years ago where the fans were like, I don't know what this guy's going to be able to do. They were hard on him. But, man, he has gone through the battles, and he has proven to Browns fans that he is what play like a Brown is. Unfortunately, he's a free agent, and he's going to garner a lot of cash on the free market. So let's see where the Browns want to go with this. Could he be paid $7, $8, $9, $10 million? If that might be a little too rich for the blood here when you've got all that other money invested in the defensive backfield and a high draft pick.
Yeah, that's what we're hearing right now about Buster. He's command good money, 4 interceptions, 18 passes defense last year. And you have to look at it maybe from a strategic standpoint. Do you ultimately want Justin Gilbert or Pierre Desir, the guys you drafted, to start opposite Hayden? If so, then does Buster slide inside? And is he worth that money when you've got Kaywan Williams waiting in the wings? He could be priced out, leading to a competition for Gilbert and Desir at that number two spot. Jordan Cameron, a Pro Bowler in 2013, injury-shortened season in 2014. Will he be back with the Browns?
I'm ready to go to the draft. I want a guy named Max Williams coming out of Minnesota, so I don't think Jordan Cameron's coming back next year. You've got concussion issues with him as well, so you know what? He had a great run here. I think fans liked watching him play, but as it always is in free agency, that player is free to go wherever he wants, and I think we've seen the last of Jordan Cameron.
Now, Jabal Sheard, 15.5 sacks his first 2 years with the Browns as a 4-3 defensive end. Once he moved to the 3-4, not sure if it was a fit, but played like a Brown, played hurt last year. You think he's coming back?
No, I don't think he's coming back. I think we could look at all these free agents and say, okay, are the Browns going to find a spot for this guy or not? And, you know, when you go through regime changes, you go through coaching changes, things happen. It's a business. How many times have you put a microphone in front of some guy's face? I think we'll have a chance to root for him on another team.
Tabo Rubin, not likely to be back. Brian Hoyer, now with the signing of Josh McCown, not likely to be back as well. The one guy who might be back, Miles Austin, played very well, productive on third downs, was kind of the go-to guy. They called him Money Miles. He seems to me, maybe if they bring a number two receiver in, it could be Miles Austin.
No matter who the quarterback is with Miles Austin, if they can get him to come back, that's your guy. I know Browns fans want to think back to Brian Brennan and a guy that was there for them every time on third down that you you can make the pass and get him to catch it. That's what I thought about Miles Austin. Hey, you may not have had a barn burner going to the house on a 90-yard touchdown, but you knew you could pick up a first down with Miles Austin. I would love to see him come back.
Move the chains. That's what it's all about. So it sounds like the Browns might not be bringing any of these guys back, which means, A, compensatory picks, but also you're going to have to add people in free agency. So what positions and players do you see the Browns targeting when they get to go and pluck from around the league?
Wide receiver, wide receiver, wide receiver. I think every fan in Northeast Ohio wants the Browns to go out and pick up a wide receiver. I know there's a couple local guys that everyone wants to talk about. Brian Hartline would be a great addition to this team if you can bring him in as a number two guy. You've got Cecil Shorts, Mount Union guy. There are plenty of names out there. I wouldn't mind seeing Ted Ginn be able to play one of the later roles as a wide receiver and have somebody that can return kicks, because let's face it, this team needs somebody to return kicks.
The return game did struggle last year. I wouldn't be surprised to see the Browns look at the defensive line, perhaps a guy like Dan Williams, Terrence Knighton, or even Kendrick Ellis, who played for Mike Pettine with the Jets. And at tight end, Charles Clay got the transition tag, but seems like he'd be a very good fit if Jordan Cameron's gone and they don't address it via the draft. Niles Paul, a move tight end from the Washington Redskins, somebody to keep an eye on. And how about outside linebacker Jerry Hughes from Buffalo? 10 sacks each of the last 2 years, including 2013 when he played for Mike Pettine.
Doesn't Jerry Hughes seem like the perfect fit here, especially when you look at the money? What's he going to garner? Where do you think he's going to go?
He could go 8-9 sack master. It's an expensive league at that position.
Well, I'll tell you what, though. If you're the head coach, don't you, again, whether it's the quarterback room or it's someone who's going to rush the outside edge, if you're the head coach and you've got familiarity with a guy and you know he's the guy you want out there, you go out and get him. Hey, maybe the coach just gets at least one guy to go up to Ray. Ray, I need this one guy. That's my guy if I'm Mike Pettine.
Could be Jerry Hughes. Could be like Paul Kruger coming from the Ravens to the Browns. Pernell McPhee, a guy out there that certainly turned a lot of heads last year in Baltimore. So that's a look at what's going on in our trending topics. Coming up next, mock drafts, free agency, and more on the Browns' new offensive coordinator, Flip John DeFilippo.